Govardhan Puja 2023, by Krishna's mercy.
Varshtindre Vraj, Kopad Bhagna Maneti Vihval, Gotra Leelat Patren Trato Bhadranu Grihnata, quote, O sober Vidura, King Indra, his honor having been insulted, poured water incessantly on Vrindavan, and thus the inhabitants of Vraja, the land of cows, were greatly distressed. But the compassionate Lord Krishna saved them from danger with his pastime umbrella, the Govardhan Hill. Srimad Bhagavatam 3.2.33.
It may be controversial for someone like His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada to proclaim that worship of the devas, the demigods residing in the heavenly region, is for the less intelligent, that we should instead direct all of our efforts to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The truth is that historical evidence supports the claim, in the form of the inaugural Govardhan Puja. In addition, applying some logic and common sense will lead to the same conclusion. The foundation of the recommendation lies in the nature of the benefactor. In this case, the discussion focuses on devas, who are empowered beings. We can think of it like a reward for living in the mode of goodness, for following righteousness, for aligning with Dharma in a steady manner, instead of succumbing to illusion, selfishness, greed, anger, wrath, and the like.
Yada sattve pravriddhetu pralayam yati dehbhrit, tadottam vidam lokanamalan pratipadyate go aunanda. Quote, when one dies in the mode of goodness, he attains to the pure higher planets. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita 14.14.
We can apply the same analysis to any benefactor. Suppose it is the manager at work, the spouse in the home, a respected elder within the family, maybe the local automobile dealership. In any case, the benefactor has some ability to influence in a specific direction. This is why people are known to approach them. Imagine that you have been a loyal patron. You have shown unwavering allegiance for a significant period of time. Everyone knows you for this link. If you went anywhere else, they might be alarmed. Imagine, on the other side, that the benefactor reciprocates the attention. Both parties within this business-style transaction are satisfied. Then, one day, you decide to choose another benefactor. There is no ill intent. You have nothing but good things to say about your old friend. For some reason or another, you are going a different route this time. Imagine that the old benefactor then gets angered to the point of wanting to inflict physical harm. They feel so insulted that they can barely put their wrath into words. What does that say about the relationship? Were they really a benefactor? Were they ever a true well-wisher? Or were they only in it for the attention and honor? Were things only in a peaceful state for as long as the allegiance remained? The same defect applies across the entire scale of influence. The benefactor at the micro level is just as flawed as the benefactor at the macro level. Who can wield more influence than the person controlling the reign? This is the role of Indra, the king of heaven. He is like the head of the devas. Throughout Vedic literature you will find references to Indra, especially when comparing strength, influence, military might, and levels of enjoyment. The other choice is to approach the Supreme Lord. Work for his interest. Establish a relationship. Offer the same level of allegiance. There are two distinctions with this relationship. The business-style transaction does not apply. Krishna is never obligated to provide anything. He is not bound as a fiduciary, a silent partner, or a person with vested interest. He never has anything to do.
Samoham sarvabhuteshu, name dvesho asti na priya, ye bhajanti tu ma bhaktya,
maite teshu chapya aham.
Quote, I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all, but whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 9.29.
Upon reading the fine print, upon learning this distinction, a person might contemplate going in a different direction. If the benefactor does not have to deliver in the manner of my stated intention, why approach them at all? The second distinction is what makes the difference. There is never any vulnerability to wrath, anger, offense, and the like. Moreover, no one can hold more influence than Sri Krishna. The first Govardhan Puja reinforces these truths. Indra felt insulted that the people of Raja skipped his puja in favor of worshipping a nearby hill. Indra retaliated. He did not merely withhold support. He felt the need to attack in the manner of an envious enemy. The people of Raja were worshipping Govardhan Hill because Krishna had suggested it. That is the only reason for the change in plans. The same Krishna was there to protect the people. This was not part of the agreement. They did not worship Govardhan with an implicit promise of protection from outside attack. The protection accompanies the relationship. The person who is more powerful than the King of Heaven, who can thwart devastating rain using one hand, expending minimal effort in the process, protects the souls surrendered to him. He maintains their devotion into the future, which is the greatest gift any benefactor could ever offer. In closing, previously friendly were, but loyalty no longer there. Despite Indra's wrath against who rain of devastation sent, people by Krishna protected. A feat of wonder not expected. Govardhan as umbrella sustaining. Their devotional strength maintaining.